So, handbooks, EEO policy. Okay, so you definitely, if you have 15 or more employees, you definitely want to have an EEO policy. I would argue that if you have any employees, you want some type of EEO policy because even small employers are governed by the old civil rights laws that predate Title VII prohibit discrimination based on race / national origin. So it's a good idea to have a policy, at least on that front. Having a policy obviously helps significantly when you're in a situation where you're getting sued. Not having a policy is going to make the possibility of punitive damages much more likely. So you definitely want to have something in place. It needs to address disability accommodation and religious accommodation. It doesn't have to. There's no law that says you have to have a policy that says this. I just have found that, you know, it's just better to have something in writing so that, you know, if somebody sues you and says you didn't accommodate, you know, you can say, well, you never asked for an accommodation. You know, if I have a policy that says, you know, if you need an accommodation, come and talk to us. Same thing with religion. You know, you have to accommodate religion. That's the one peculiar thing that a lot of people don't realize is for religion, it's not just don't discriminate based on religion, but you also have to accommodate based on religion. So whether or not the accommodation is at the same degree or the undue hardship defense is at the same level as it is under the ADA, I think used to be they were vastly different, and they are starting to become more and more I'm saying the religion cases reflect that it's getting more and more like the ADA in terms of those definitions. So I would say it's a good idea to have a policy that expressly addresses it and explains that people won't be retaliated against for asking. I also like the fact that you can have them direct those requests to HR.